Hello everybody, welcome to today's and this week's charts, official charts, compiled first by officialcharts.com, and we will take you through the singles, albums and film charts, and a little talk about some films as well at the end. So let's get on with the top 40 this week. At 40, Doja Cat, Agoura Hills. At 39, Taylor Swift, Antihero. 38, Zara Larsson, David Guetta, On My Love. Re-entry at 37, Bastille, Pompeii. 36, Troye Sivan, Got Me Started. At 35, Campbell and Alchemist, Would You Got to Be Bed With Me. 34, Miley Cyrus, Used to Be Young. 33, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For. 32, Jungkook featuring Jack Harlow, 3D. First new entry into the top 40 this week is at 31, Bring Me the Horizon and Dark Side. Single called Dark Side, of course. At 30, Suicidal Idol, Ecstasy. 29, Dua Lipa, Dance the Night from the Barbie album. New entry at 28, Skepta, Can't Play Myself, a tribute to Amy. At 27, Troye Sivan, Rush. At 26, Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. 25, Jungle, Back on 74. 24 is Fred Again, Adore You. 23 is Chasing Status, Headex and Ardy, Liquor and Cancer Sticks. At 22, Izzy Cross, Bittersweet Goodbye. And new entry at 21, Drake featuring Sexy Red and SZA, Rich Baby Daddy. At 20, Dave and Central C, Sprinter. At 19, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire. 18, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. New entry at 17, Troye Sivan, One of Your Girls. New entry at 16, Fred Again and Jozzy, 10. 15 is Burna Boy, City Boys. At 14, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. 13, Drake featuring J. Cole, First Person Shooter. At 12 is Billy Gillies featuring Hannah Boylan, DNA, Loving You. 11, Olivia Rodrigo, Getting Back. At 10, Drake featuring Yeet, IDGAF. Idigoff. At 9, Doja Cat, Paint the Tone Red. At 8, Mitski, My Love, Mine, All Mine. 7 is Sonny Fajera, MK Douglas, Asking. At 6, Beg Hill, Chasing Status, Disconnect. At 5, Chasing Status, Bow and Flowdown, Badadan. At 4, Tyler and Water. At 3, Tate McCree, Greedy. At 2, Casso Rye, Debot Europe, Prada. And number 1 is still number 1. Is Kenya Grace and Strangers, which is a great song, by the way, I have to say. So let's compile the and count down the top 40 albums. Here's the rundown of the top 40 this week. First produced by the officialcharts.com on the 20th of October 2023. At 40, Lewis Capaldi, Divine and Inspired to a Hellish Extent. At 39, Lana Del Rey, Born to Die. 38, Travis Scott, Utopia. 37, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. 36, Queen, Greatest Hits. 35, Taylor Swift, Evermore. Taylor Swift holds the number 34th spot as well with Speak Now, Taylor's version. And Harry Styles goes down at 33, Harry's House. 32, SZA, SOS. 31, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. At 30, new entry, Death of Guitar Pop, Be Lucky. And new entry at 29, Creeper, Sanguevar. At 28, Joel Corey, Another Friday Night. At 27, Oasis, Time Flies. At 26, Michael Jackson, The Essential. At 25, new entry, C-Mat, Crazy Mad For Me. 24, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. 23, ABBA, Gold's Greatest Hits. 22, Arctic Monkeys, AM. 21, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. At 20, Eminem, Curtain Call, The Hits. 19, Taylor Swift, Reputation. At 18, Nines and Crop Circle 3. At 17 is a new entry, Scouting for Girls, The Place We Used to Meet. At 16, Elton John, Diamonds. At 15, Taylor Swift, Lover. At 14, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. At 13, Taylor Swift, 1989. Taylor Swift at 12, Folklore. Taylor Swift at 11, Midnights. She's doing really well for herself. At 10, Weekend, The Highlights. And new entry at 9, When Rivers Meet, Aces Are High. Re-entry at 8, Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon. A new entry at 7, Streets, The Darker the Shadow, The Brighter the. At 6, Olivia Rodrigo, Guts. And new entry at 5, Holly Humberstone, Paint My Bedroom Black. And new entry at 4, Troye Sivan, Something to Give Each Other. 3 is Drake, For All the Dogs. And straight in to number two is 80s legend Rick Astley, Are We There Yet? And number one is straight into number one, is a new entry, Ren and Sick Boy. So there is your top 40 albums. So let's compile and count down the new film chart. Okay, so here comes the film chart this week. At 40, Joyride. 39, Saw 4. New entry at 38, Friday the 13th. Down at 37, The Pope's Exorcist. At 36, Haunted Mansion. 35, Sing 2. 34, Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. 33, Cocaine Bear. At 32, Coraline. At 31, Shrek. At 30 is a re-entry, The Corpse Bride. New entry at 29, Hotel Transylvania, Transformania. At 28, Scream 5. At 27, Megan. At 26, Top Gun Maverick. At 25, The Exorcist. 24, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. New entry at 23, House by the Cemetery. At 22, Renfield. At 21, a re-entry, Practical Magic. New entry at 20, Knights of the Zodiac. And at 19, Saw 3. 18, Blue Beetle. 17, The Little Mermaid, 2023. Re-entry at 16, No Hard Feelings. 15, Meg 2, The Trench. 14, The Flash. 13, John Wick, Chapter 4. At 12, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. 11, Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. At 10 is a re-entry, Elemental. At 9 is Fast X. At 8, Insidious, The Red Door. 7, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant. At 6, The Super Mario Brothers Movie. At 5, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. At 4, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. At 3, Barbie. At 2, Transformers, The Rise of the Beast. And number 1 is a new entry, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. So there you go, there is your official film chart, first produced on the 18th of October 2023. So let's go through the films now, because we did The Exorcist last week, so we'll look for a new film that we can look at. Now, of course, we've got the we've got Halloween coming up, so all the horror films will start coming out. There's some films that I'd like to see, actually, and this is what we're going to talk about. I'll tell you, I've still not seen properly the Fox Exorcist yet. We all know about the Friday the 13th. That's something we've all seen. The other film I'd like to see is Cocaine Bear. That looks amazing. That was a great film. I will look at the trailer to that. That seemed pretty good. Of course, Shrek, we all know about. Megan, again, another film that's going up this week to 27. I've seen the trailer of Megan, and it's basically what I see in the future. And perhaps this is what the creator, the director and the writers of Megan, M3 Gunn, of course, that's where it's where it is, but it's basically Megan. But I think in their minds, they're thinking the same kind of things as what I am, because in the future, and really closely in the future, I'm not talking about miles and miles away now, I'm looking at about the next couple of years, you know, 3 years, maybe 5 years maximum, we'll start seeing Megans in people's houses. And it's just basically a humanoid, the actual thing. Because, you know, that's how it will start. That's how humanoids will start. That's how robots will start. It'll start off the way Megan started off. It'd be really good. I mean, really, really good. Like, you'll go into houses, people, you know, older people, that, you know, mental health institutions, hospitals, you know, things like that. And it'll be a resounding success. Let me tell you, it'll be amazing. It'll transform people's lives, especially the elderly people or people with mental health issues. It'll definitely make a big difference in people's lives. Now, with Megan, because of course it's a film, remember that, I'm talking about real life, but the film is the film, so it has to be a little bit kind of crazy. But it's near enough to what I'm expecting. And they will be let loose. Thousands will come online. Thousands will be, I mean, they're already built. Like I'm telling you now, they're already built. They're ready to go. Most of them are like what you'd expect a robot to look like. But some of them have like human faces. Like human warts, human skin. Like it feels like human skin. It's not human skin, but really close to it. Same colour. Same kind of twitch of the eyes. Same body language. Same things. Of course, the only thing they haven't got will be sexual. Of course, you're not gonna. I mean, you know, a woman would be. They're probably. I've seen some woman robots, and they've actually got two lumps, and you know, two boobs. You know, well, they're not real, of course. They're just sticking out to make them look like more like a woman, of course. But you know, these types are going to be very expensive. I think the main robots that we'll see will have that robot look. Like they won't have a proper face. It'll just have similar, but not quite the same as a proper humanoid like Megan is. But I can see it happening. It'll go down absolutely fantastic. You know. It'll help all types of different people in the beginning, but eventually they'll start turning. They'll start turning on us. So what one day, because they're learning, don't forget. I mean, you know, like it could take a year or something. And, you know, they're learning from this particular person that they've been connected to. And, you know, they'll start learning about humans more, you know, and about, you know, being upset, being angry, being sarcastic, and it's just a minefield, and it's just one time. So like for instance, this one robot has been with this elderly person for like a year, but the elderly person has a bit of an issue, you know, like they've fucking got. The brains are kind of tiny, isn't it? You know, they go back to childhood, which is real. It's really true. And to a degree, I wouldn't say completely. I'm not saying that older people will completely go to childhood. But it's similar. They'll start losing. It's not their fault. It's just the way it's going to be. You lose brain cells. The older you get, the more brain cells are lost. It's just natural. So you've got this basically an adult kid. Basically, and it's just a matter of time before there's a disagreement. You know, the robot isn't there to disagree. That robot is there to help you out, to talk to you maybe if you are a little bit lonely or you know you need some company, or you need. I mean, not gonna be able to go to the shops, but I don't know. Maybe they can. I don't know. That would be weird. I mean, if I saw a load of robots, I mean, that would be just so fucking weird. I wouldn't know what to do. But it could happen. They'll have GPSs on them. We've already got robots with GPS on them roaming around now. So I can't see why they can't do that. That would be even amazing. You know, literally amazing. No one could go against that. But there's going to be one day where the robots learnt so much about this one individual and other people around them, the people that will take the piss out of it. You know, there'll be people that take the piss. Manchester's, that's the way it is in Manchester. Just people take the piss all the time. And it's more than here than anywhere else in the fucking planet. This is the place. If you want people to take the piss, this is the place to come. And a robot wouldn't be able to understand that. Because the robot is there to help people, and it's always got this idea, and it's tuned into its own memory, that a human must not be attacked, must be protected, must be, you know, if anything happens to that human, you must help it out. Ring, you know, they could ring the police or ring whatever. You know, that's what they're there for. But there'll be one day when it doesn't quite, I mean, it could be a glitch even, and it starts saying no, just like Megan did. And that's when things will start going really wrong. And then the old person or the person with mental health will go, hold on a minute, that's a bit strange. Why are you saying no for? Then you'll have a fucking little argument, like you're arguing with a fucking robot, for fuck's sake. And they'll say, well, I don't like you anymore. I don't know what your problem is, you fucking knobhead, or whatever. I don't know what you're going to say. And then it starts doing strange things. You know, it won't do the dishes. It won't go and do your laundry. It won't do this. It won't do that. It won't talk to you anymore. So then you go to the individual will go to the person. You know, obviously they'll still have a care coordinator. You got this. What's wrong with the robot? You know, there's something gone wrong with it. It's gone crazy. And then they'll try and switch it off, but it won't be able to switch off. You won't be able to switch that off. And even if you did, right, it just restart itself again. And then they'll say to the bloke who was in charge of the robot, what are you attacking me? It will think that it's attacking it. Then it'll start, well, who knows what will happen. Then it's just them, it'd be that the robot versus the person in charge. I mean, are you going to beat a robot? Like this big fuck-off robot? No chance. Absolutely no chance. The only thing you can do is run away, and then it'll probably still catch you. There's no telling what would happen. Someone would die from that. And then that's when it all starts. Then all the other robots will get to know. Or if that guy beats the shit out of the robot, the robot still will be able to be alive. It won't die. You'd have to dissect the fucking thing. No one's going to do that. So it'll just repair itself, you know, because it can do that. It can do all sorts of things. So it repairs itself. Then it gets all his mates. Well, I've been attacked. The humans are against us. And it gets all around to the fucking robots. Thousands of robots. All of them, and they'll start attacking the people. Loads of people dead. Seriously, that is what we're coming to. So Megan is nearly right. Very close to being right. Because it was the same way as what she did in the film. She was nice at first, then something went wrong. That's when it does go wrong. And that is why Megan is a great film. So guys, that's the way it's going to be. And I am going to leave it like that. Last words, because at the beginning of the show, I played the war song by Culture Club. And it's absolutely correct. It's a song of the year for me. It should be played all the time. By Culture Club, as I said, the war song, and as it says, war is stupid, people are stupid, and absolutely correct, because war does not win anything. Nobody wins in a war. Just tell Rishi Sunak that. Take care, everyone. Stay safe out there. Bye bye for now.